today, Junior?
Did I stutter?
Poker face, poker.
Ladies and gentlemen of the
Aren't you glad I didn't say banana?
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Did I Stutter? It's comedian Drew Lynch. Thanks so much for joining us, guys. If you're new here, we're very friendly. We don't bite back, but we don't bite. All right. I don't know why I'm saying we. This is just me. This is not a pronoun thing. I will only attack if provoked. Emotionally. So here we are, in a time where I plug, my dates. Sorry, boy, here, I didn't mean to leave you on a cliffhanger for what I'd plug. but I will plug, my dates. There we go. And, why don't we just start by saying them into the microphone? That'd be good, Drew. Did you ever think that it might be a good time to try and say them to the people? Here we go. Now I have to go to my website and look at my face. Here we go. I marvel at it. Wow. Real good. Jawline. Nice. Broad shoulders. No height. Coming up, I will be in Austin, Texas, because I like fish tacos. And then I will be... I'm there April 17th for the Moon Tower Comedy Festival. I will be in Boston, Massachusetts. I will be in Mashantucket, Connecticut. Okay, that's a tough thing. And then for the Netflix is the Joke Festival, I will be in Los Angeles at the Belasco Theater. And then I'll be going over to Phoenix and British Columbia. So I'm coming to Canada because I'm international love. I will be in Buffalo, New York, and then I will be going all over Europe. Paris, Oslo, Copenhagen, Stockholm, Dublin, London. Guys, tickets at drewlynch.com. I hope you enjoyed your eclipse. I don't know what you did. Maybe you were naked for just a few minutes while the sun wasn't watching you. That feels nice, you know? I think I could give a shit about the eclipse. I'm sorry. I would appreciate the eclipse if it wasn't commercialized. Because you got people selling glasses, you got people selling t-shirts, you got people hiking up Airbnb prices. I'm sick of it. Can't the moon and the sun... Can I just look at the sun for a second, please? This is the only opportunity of almost like a decade. Just let me look at the sun, please. Do not try to sell me something. Okay? I just want to look at it. I don't ever get to look at it. Never. It's like Jennifer Lopez. You don't get to look at her. She gets to look at you all the time. That pisses me off that people are just selling me glasses so I won't hurt my eyes or whatever. And they're telling me that, ooh, I need a shirt. What am I going to buy a shirt for less than 5 minutes? You're the torso condom. Okay? Okay, eclipse shirts, that's what you are. You're just blocking my naked torso from enjoying weather that is both night and day at the same time. For minutes, what am I going to have? I'm going to have a shirt for just a few minutes. Am I starting this podcast too hot? I don't care. I do not care. My wife flew to Vermont for the eclipse. Because I think she's under the impression that the moon is in full control of her. I don't know. I don't understand it, but I do support it. Maybe it's a menstrual thing. I don't know. Maybe I'm a misogynist right now. I was neutral before the moon got in front of the sun. Okay, so all right. So you tell me. You tell me if this is my personality or if this is just a chemical imbalance because of planets. All right? I mean, what are we basically talking about with the eclipse, right? We're basically talking about, I mean, it's just something that happened in space, right? You know, the lights were off for a little bit. Okay. I guess that's exciting. What happened in that time, though? You know, are you different because of it? I don't know. Mel, my wife, she finds little, just small moments that I'm not sure if that is what life is, or if that's what life is tricking us into thinking it is. Because I had a great time during the eclipse. I sent an email, I think. And that felt good. So I just hope you had a good eclipse, whatever you did for it. Some people traveled because of it. If it's something that happens organically, fine. But the fact that it became so, people hike up prices because of it, you know, that to me, that just, I'm incensed. That's what it is. I'm incensed now. I'm incensed over the injustice of being bank raped like that, and everybody being that. But my wife just casually, she'll just drop whatever, $400, $500, $300, $200. It doesn't matter. It's in the hundreds of dollars that she will go spend to go see the moon be in front of the sun. And I think we can all agree that the moon is a woman, and the sun is a man. All right, he might not be full grown yet. He's a sun. Okay. So I think that tells you everything you need to know about how connected women are to the planets. Is they for a moment would like to see the moon just block the sun. Just for a second, she wants just her moment. She just wants to upstage the sun just a little bit. That's all. And that's, we have to fully support that. That is important. Anyway, I just got back from Seattle. Which really is its own eclipse all the time, because you don't ever see the sun there. And thank you to everybody who came to see the shows. I always have such a great time in the Pacific Northwest. Everybody laughs like way too hard there. I think everybody's depressed up there, and so they're compensating a little bit. But I'm not gonna hate on that at all. Every time I go there, somebody will always, you know, do something cool. I got, you know, looks like Jesse and Lisa here. I do this thing where I do a picture within a picture within a picture, with these fans here. And it's really cool. There's a picture of me last time, and then they're holding a picture of the time that they took last time. And so now, next time, we are going to have another picture inside of a picture inside of a picture. That's really cool. Okay. So I like to build things with people who come to see me bunches of times. I think that's so nice. And I want to know these people. I want to study them and figure out why they are obsessed with me. And because I don't get it. I'm obsessed with their obsession. I'm nothing special. I'm just a boy on a chair. That's it. So, but shout out to Jesse and Lisa. Y'all beat them OGs. Okay. And this is my thing about Seattle is it's the most beautiful place on the whole wide world if you can get a ray of sunshine. If you can just get a lit, it's like a painting that doesn't have its color. And you're like, man, but the pencil work is just like, I can see the outline, right? I just can't see depth because there's no color in any of the nature or any of the people's faces. Everybody is so pale. I was standing next to someone at the crosswalk that I had no idea they were there until it turned from stop to walk, and then they walked. And I was like, wow, that was a day walker right there. So that was startling to say the least. Now, there's a little bit of, there's a lot of people who are shouting on phone calls downtown, and none of them have earbuds. Okay, are you catching my drift right now? All right, there's a lot of, you know, Uncle Ned is talking about politics down, you know, do you get what I'm saying right now? Do you feel me? There's a lot of assistant principal just got fired kind of people downtown, you know? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, you know, someone's angry at the bank, but they're outside. Do you understand? I hope you are catching exactly what I'm tossing up here, okay? So there's a lot of that. And I think that they're better than LA's crazy people, because Seattle's crazy people, they all seem to be winning their arguments. They all seem to be shouting, and you know, they're kind of going on. I started to believe it. I was like, yeah, I am enraged as well for whatever happened here. So good luck, I guess. Good luck. That's what I wish them well, because they are, who knows whatever situation happened for them to end up where they are, but what I can appreciate is that they were just angry with whoever they were shouting with, all right? I could just kind of walk on the sidewalk, and that was their business, you know? That was not... Now, people in LA, they run after you, and you're like, I was just outside. That's it. That's my crime. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. But in order for me to get from my car to where I was going in that store, there is a little section of being outside. And so that's my fault, I guess. But in Seattle, they don't need that. They don't, that's not who they are. All right. Now, I will say that many of the shows we did just outside of Seattle, it forced us to drive. And I've never been more to a place where the HOV lane is celebrated like it's an HOV lane, but it doesn't seem to move any of us along. Why are there so many people in the HOV lane? This is a high, this is, it doesn't move faster than the other ones. So why don't you build more lanes? That's what I would say. Build more lanes rather than one that's a special lane. Okay? It's like every, it's like how everybody has TSA pre-check now. It's my fault now that I have a family. It's already difficult to not resent them. Right? I don't even have a family, but I felt resentment towards them. You know, there are people in my car. There's my wife, my opener, you know, my camera guy. We're all in the car and I'm just looking at all of them. It's like, you guys are just, you're just holding me back, man. All of you, you're holding me back in this high occupancy vehicle. It felt like a punishment. It felt like I punished myself by moving over to that lane. Thinking I was better than everybody for a second because I knew I had more friends, and I was woefully misinformed on what that does. All right, so not thrilled about that. Seattle and Seattle adjacent. One of the things I really loved about it, though, is we stayed at this, we stayed at a nice hotel. And like people are chipper in the early morning, you know, like that type of hotel where you're like, oh, okay, wow, you're being paid to be nice, you know. And I don't normally stay in really nice hotels, but this was a really nice hotel. This was the kind where when you leave your room for a few minutes, they come back and like they come in and they do your room. And I don't feel comfortable with that. I don't like that. Don't come into my room and help me out here. Because all you're leaving, it's not enough of a mess for you to have cleaned. But it is enough of a mess for you to look down on me, disappointed. And you to kind of judge me about the mess that I have made. All right? You don't know what's what. I have a very specific system, okay? High-functioning, obsessive-compulsive here, okay? So, please don't move my towels. Please. I have a foot towel and a head towel, and now you have moved them. You have folded them, and I don't know which one is which now, all right? And that's devastating to me. And now you put lavender on my pillow, okay? And I had properly fluffed it, okay? I slept on it the night before, okay? And I put my head in a place that I found it to be very, like, where exactly, I found the right corner that it was comfortable, and it was the proper amount of deflated. And now you went and you came back in and you fluffed it. You fluffed it. That's what you did. This whole thing is miffed because you fluffed. I can't deal with that. All right? And you turn the TV back on. I come back into my hotel room. I feel like I'm walking in on somebody. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Don't turn my TV on either, okay? I see what you're doing here. But, you know, I have a system. I come in. My toiletry kit goes up there. And you don't make creative choices with my hotel room. Don't come in and be like, no, well, this is actually the proper place that you would put shirts. Don't hang up my shirts. I don't like my shirts hanged up. Okay? I like to look, you know, unkempt. I like to look a bit homely. All right? Like I don't have it all together. That's my thing. All right? Inside, I very much am panicking all the time on in hopes that the expectations of me going out will be dramatically lowered just by me showing up, all right? And so when I leave there with a shirt that's all pressed and it looked hung up, you're making me fancier than I am, all right? I don't like this. I don't like this Easter Bunny operation that you have here. All right, where I come back in, and you hide all my clothes. on the bed in a folded way. I don't like that. I don't like the hiding them in plain sight. Yeah, your system is better than mine, but I like my system, okay? I got to know my system. That's why there are still Android users, all right? They don't want it. They like theirs. They like their software. They don't want to feel fancy, all right? They don't mind having dropped calls, okay? Those relationships, they don't mind losing those with dropped calls. An Android user is stagnant, okay? They are the old heads. They're the people who look up Wikipedia, and that's it. That's their old. They don't get apps, okay? Android users do not get apps. They have tabs. They don't have apps. They have tabs. All right? We don't trust apps. I was an Android user for a long time until Apple came along and was like, we'll upgrade your camera. We can edit things out of your photo. And I thought that would have been hilarious to take a photo and then just edit things out of it, edit parts of me out of it. That's all we're looking to do. We're just looking to lie to ourselves over a camera, okay? But Androids, they hold you accountable. They're like, no, this is exactly who you are. I want you to, this is it, all right? This is, we need you to just reconcile with the who you are and the way that you look and your small-mindedness, all right? So if you knew that about me, then you would know that I'm small-minded. I like my things, and there are very few things that I like, but boy, do I love those things. All right? But this was way too fancy of a place. It had a tub that filled up with a faucet from the ceiling. So while you're sitting there in the tub, You're letting water cascade over you, and you feel like a rich mermaid. You feel like a rich ass dolphin is what you feel like. That's who you are at that hotel, all right? And I don't appreciate that. I don't like that. That is emasculating. Okay, I want to take my baths. You know, just sitting and hunch forward. I hunch forward when I take my baths. I don't lean back. Uh-uh. I just want to be engulfed in water because it helps with anxiety. But I don't want to enjoy it. All right? I was a home birth, I think. All right? So I don't need the gravity. Do you understand how much it hit? Do you have any brain cells? I lost money and brain cells from this hotel because of the blunt force trauma coming from a ceiling faucet that hits me on top of my head. That's fun. Cool. Knock out your guests and then have them drown. You have a crime scene on your hands. That's how rich the people are at this hotel. They could just they have the kind of money for a cover up. They've got the newspapers in their back pocket. That's this fancy-ass hotel I stayed at. And I won't do it again. Uh-uh. I'm a Hilton man. And I'm going to return my iPhone, too. I'm going to return it. And they'll be like, what's the problem? You know? And I'll be like, whatever, man. It's time. Time to have an ego death. It's time. Hand in my phone. You know? And they always get that look on their face. Like, is there something that, we did? And I'm like, yeah, you know what you did. Brainwashed us. Uh-huh. You and that hotel. You're in cahoots. Couple of corporate fascists. That's what I say to them. You know? And they're like, what are you talking about? And I'm just like, you know what you said. That's why you sent us off into the war. Many of us had to hide in Vermont. And we're all just trying to feed the machine. That's it, huh? Isn't that it? We're just trying to feed the machine, right? Back to work, right? Back to work. Yeah, that's why you feed us all this, all these fat foods, and then you market them as fun times, right? That's why McDonald's had prizes. Get them in early as kids, right? Get us into your restaurants early, right? And they're like, we genuinely don't know what you're talking about. And I'm like, yeah, okay, well, I like those prizes, except I get home and I find out that they're cheap, and that's when the work ethic came in. You're like, all right, well, I'm gonna get another toy. I'm gonna work hard at a young age. Why? I'm not going to enjoy the fruits of life. No way. Nope. I'm here to put elbow grease in a fryer and cook my potatoes. That's what I'm about. And then feed my fat face at a young age. And then ooh, it's going to be in cahoots with Pokemon now. Ooh, you're going to market metal Mew cards and put them in a Pokeball at McDonald's. You're going to just combine my two most favorite things in the whole wide world at a very young age? Mm-hmm. And then, well, I'm not a part of it, okay? And this whole conversation I had outside of my hotel with no one, and they were like, oh, that's just another Seattle businessman. That's just a guy on a phone call with no earbuds. So, it is really comfy sheets, though. Really loved that hotel. God, can appreciate how fancy it made me feel. And here's another thing. Let me mention this. If you go to Seattle, there's a place called Pike Place, all right? It's where they throw the fish, all right? If you ever saw Free Willy, I'm pretty sure it was based in Seattle. I do not fact check me on that with your wiki app on your Android. All right. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, but I know that they toss fish and fishes, because sometimes it's different types of fish. So that's fishes. All right. Do you know that one person who's always so excited to tell you that one fact about, no, fish is actually plural, but also fishes could be plural as well because it's different types of fish. So that's fishes. Yeah. Well, guess what? You're fishing for a compliment right now because no one gives a shit about how much time you spent with your head in a book, all right? We don't care about that. But there was a Turkish restaurant. There was like a freaking Greek place. They got a moccasin shop. There's all kinds of wild things out there. Loads of art that's just supported, all right? It is the backbone of the economy coupled with liberals who have found that they can just open any kind of business and other people are just going to support it. It's insane down there. It's Toontown. That's what it is. People are just like, I'm going to open this shop. What do you think? It'll be old belt buckles with leather from the backs of amphibians. And they're like, yeah, that's fine. And you're like, yeah, no, they shed, so we're not actually hurting the animals. It's PETA-approved leather. And we attach that belt to your belt buckle of choice. Okay? Made from aluminum, if you're a weird Brit. From recycled Red Bull cans. And that's our business. And you're like, okay. Well, good luck. For all of those reasons, I'm out. And it looks like that place is thriving, all right? So I went into a bakery shop, all right? I tell you all this to say that there's just a cool freaking, try Moscow's chocolates or something. You know, I don't know. Just places that aren't known for the places that, businesses that have things from countries that they are not known for. You know, that kind of shit. Where you're like, what are we doing? What about Swiss? What about Swiss chocolates? What about that? And they're like, no, no, no. What about Moscow? Oh, okay. All right. Fine. You know, you could sign up for the Canadian Army there. Because Canada doesn't have a military. And there was a kid behind the counter at this bakery shop, and I'm just looking for sugar, just I was good at breakfast, and now I need to be a little bad boy. That's what I'm about, right? I have a salad at breakfast and then a fucking ice cream sundae shortly after it. I need to have dessert after every meal because I didn't get it as a kid, all right? So maybe if you give kids, so we shouldn't judge the obesity that is children in today's day and age, because you know, you force feed them dessert, get them sick right now, and then they get older, and they'll probably resent the fact that they were forced that, because I was never forced desserts. I was always like, oh well, you know, no, you can have some juice, right? That was my dessert, was crushed fruit, which I only found out later that they were just trying to give me fruit. They were just trying to give me European dessert, all right? Anyways, I am at this chocolate shop, okay? It's like a chocolate bakery, whatever. And I'm just, I didn't know that you could make flour from almonds. But supposedly that's better. So I went in and I went to get macarons, all right? Or macaroons. I call them macaroons. Some people call them macarons. I don't know, but they're gluten-free, all right? And then I ordered them, and then the kid behind the counter says, hey, man, you're Drew Lynch. And I love when people just tell me who I am, because I have no idea. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, dude, I love your Trump impression. Here's the thing. He told me that he knew I had a show in the area, and he knew me by name. So, you know, he's two for two on the things that he knew, all right? And I'm inclined to say three for three, because I didn't know that I did a Trump impression. I had no idea. Have I done it here on this podcast? Have I done it? What's going on? What's going on? Do I do it? Huh? Do I do it? I didn't know. I've never known that I've done it, but here's one, all right? This is for you, pal, all right? I appreciate the hell out of you. I didn't know that I did it, and this might not even be good, but I'm going to try it right now. Of course I have a Trump impression. Of course I do. It's the best. It was always the best, and I have never known that it couldn't have ever been something ever that was so good. I went over to Seattle. I saw it. I saw the fish. I saw it, and I smelt it, and there were probably diamonds. Probably diamonds being smuggled across, all the diamonds, whatever, is beautiful. I love to watch fish before they become sushi. I love it. All right, that's not good. That's not a good impression. But apparently you could have given me 50 guesses, and I would have never said, this kid is going to say he knows me from this thing. So how in the hell you know that I could, maybe he just believes in me more than I do. I didn't know that I could do that. I still don't. And I didn't say it. Oh, it could have been. I wouldn't have known it, but I swear to God. It was all of the perfect. It could have been better. I would have said that. Anyway, so that's for you, pal. Guys, let's go right to a segment here, all right? Because we messed around for too long, and I spent too much time talking about Seattle. Talking about Seattle. So let's go to who would win in a fight. Come on now. Hit it. Who would win in a fight? If you've never played this game with us before, it is who would win in a fight, all right? And it's just money on blindly who you think would win in a fight. We've done several here. Last episode, I think we did bailiff versus TSA agent. Before that, we did Remy versus Ratatouille versus Stuart Little. This episode, I am going to take it a little bit inward, folks. Me versus a grizzly bear. Wait. In adolescence. Okay? Fight to the death. Me versus a grizzly. But it's a baby grizzly. All right? So it doesn't even have any... He's a grizz that doesn't have any gruff. All right? Okay? Fight to the death, cage match style. Who do you got? I'm taking the bear. I will not even pretend like I don't have a soft spot for animals. A bear is just a dog that people don't walk. That's what a bear is. A bear is a dog that can climb trees, okay? A bear is a dog cat. And I love dogs and sometimes cats. So I can't do that. I couldn't do it. You know? I went hunting one time and I shot a deer with no bullet in the chamber, which means I shot at a deer with no bullet, which means I just had a not loaded bayonet. Is that what those fucking things are called? Right? Bayonet? Is that what that is? The you know what I'm saying? Or no, the bayonet's the thing that's attached. Oh, to hell. Come on, now I have to look this up. Please wait. Just wait, guys. I'm here to learn, too. Bayonet. Bayonet. Yeah, that's the net. That's the knife that's attached. It's a musket. That's what I was thinking of. All right? So I basically just had a not-loaded musket. And I'm so glad I didn't shoot that deer. So freaking glad. Okay? So I would say, I'm not saying like a baby bear, all right? Not a baby bear, okay? I'm saying one that is on its way. It's on its way to being an adult, all right? So let's just say a grizzly that is the same height as me. No, obviously that's just a stronger me, as a stronger, cuter me. Okay, well, and I don't even know that I could, you know what? In just for all intents and purposes, I don't even know that if I wanted to be a grizzly either, because they're pretty aggressive. Polar bears are the most aggressive, but genuinely, I would feel more comfortable fighting a baby polar bear, an adolescent polar bear than an adolescent grizzly, because I just, on the off chance that I win, you know, we're both white, so there's no issues there. You know, I don't want to end up with a hate crime here. Because I went, you know, I attacked a brown bear. No browns, no blacks. I have too much respect for them. They've been through enough, those bears. And so I'm going to say I will fight a polar bear. An adolescent polar bear I will fight, okay? My money is still on the bear. Unless we fight in a place that I choose. Yeah. That's how I would win, is by exposing him to the elements. Yep. We're going to head down to San Juan, Mexico, baby. That's where we're going. Yep. Juarez. We're going to Mexico City. Now what, polar bear? Now what, polar BB beer? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, now you're sweaty on the inside. But your coat is not handling it well, okay? So, which, by the way, we should probably be prepared for this because global warming is moving all of these animals inland anyway. So let's just be prepared for, you know, a polar bear walking into a casino one day, okay? Let's be prepared for that, all right? So, I should probably just fight some bears just in preparation for this. By the way, the mother cannot be nearby. I'm not dealing with the mom later. You know what I mean? Where it's like I fight, and then you know I don't want any death. No death, please. But just you know, sleeper hold, right? And then the mom's like, well, you know, it's a package deal. You know, he gets to tag me in. But also, I would get to tag in my mom. So. Okay? And she's a 5-foot Spitfire, all right? She can get you to do chores after homework. You're exhausted brain-wise? Well, guess what? Here's something that you can do. And you're like, well, what am I even working for? And she's like, you can have juice. And you're like, okay. Yeah. Yeah, you can have crushed cran apple before bed. Mm-hmm. Because it's Friday night. So, yeah, that was a pretty easy one. I let me know if anybody would have my back. I can't imagine anybody. I mean, it's just smart betting. All right, it's you and your money. You're gonna if it's cage match style, me versus a polar bear or any type of bear in its adolescence. I'm taking the bear. All right, I don't have claws. Now I am smarter. All right, I am smarter, and by that I mean like, you know, I know what the four spots are on a check that make it legitimate. You know, it'd have to actually be filled out in order for it to be cashed and or deposited. So, you know, I don't think a bear knows that, right? Unless I happen to find the one polar bear that, you know, was working for Coke and he got all them residuals. I imagine he knows more than anybody how to cash a freaking check and what makes it legit. But I'm not so prideful that I'm just going to walk in and think I'm going to murder a bear, right? These guys, they're dogs without boundaries, you know? Right? Like I can't even take on a dog. If I look into a bear's eyes and I see that it's not, there's nothing, like the lights aren't on, you know what I mean? Where nobody's home, I will fight that fucking bear, dude. That bear is a rug. In my mind now. If you don't have any sort of compassion in your eyes, there's nothing there, dude. And you are just as hell-bent on murdering me. Before, I was like, I don't want to murder you, Mr. Bear. All I want to do is just kind of, I want you to just tap out. That's it. I want to, like, I don't know what wrestlers do. I want to, you know, I want to pull your hamstring back or something. You know, I'm holding your leg and your... And I got you by the pit, right? And I'm doing this, and you're you tap out. That's all I'm interested in. I'm here for the glory, Mr. Bear. I don't want blood, okay? But if I see the look in your eyes and you're looking through me, oh, that's a wrap, dude. No way. No way do I hold back then. Uh-uh. No. I'll go Patrick Swayze on your ass. All right? Roundhouse kick your nose back into your face. You know how quickly I'll turn you into a koala, my guy? Okay, yeah, you're not as marsupial in the face when I'm done with you, bud. I got flexible hips. You feel me? All right. Okay, yeah, you got claws, but I don't care. That's the one thing that you got over me. I don't have nails. All right. I don't have claws. All right. Because I'm a nervous wreck, and so if you use that to your advantage, and I don't know, you say something that, you know, hamstrings me socially, right? Say something where it gets in my, if you pull up something, Mr. Bear, you know, like a tweet that I made from however many years ago that didn't perform very well. Well, now we're talking. Now you got in my head, all right? But don't be fooled by the fact that I don't have creep nails. I don't have those, that one freaking, that long middle fingernail that some dude uses to like pick a ukulele at parties. And you're like, all right, well we're never inviting that guy again, ever. You know? And his name's always like Ruben or something like that, you know? And you're like, no, that's it. That's a wrap on him. No more. So that's a fun section that we just went through just then together. We did this a few weeks ago, and I'm just gonna go ahead and bring it back because I love this. It's not really a segment that we have a song, so just relax, all right? But sometimes I like to rewrite phrases for the fun of it, all right? Why should gay guys have all the fun? Gay guys, they can just say stuff, and they're just like, yeah, and what about this? And you're like, damn it, gay guys, you're so clever, all right? And I want to be clever. I want to be a gay guy who's clever without all the gay, right? So here I am, guys, saying some stuff that put it in your repertoire. Why not? I have fun with words, All right? I have fun with words. Here we go. I don't like to say that a woman's hot. All right? It is insensitive. It's not forward thinking. We are in a time where we support women. So I am no longer one of these guys. All right? Don't think I ever really was one of these guys who's like, oh, she's hot, right? It just feels like you're objectifying, right? And there's a time and a place for that. And that's when you're married, and that is when she is feral because of the moon, all right? Those are the only two times that you can talk to her that way. But otherwise, when I'm with my boys, what I like to do is I don't like to talk about how hot she is. I don't like to say, yeah, she's hot. All right, we're in an era of respecting women. So I like to say, she's acclimated. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's comfortable. Damn, that looks like a woman who is comfortable in every environment. She's so sure of herself. She's acclimated. That's what I say. So feel free to use that, okay? Here's another one. When someone shoots down your idea, you know what I mean? You know, like they say, take the air out of my tires or whatever else, whatever other weird ones they came up with. I say, don't etch my sketch. That's what I say. Sorry. That's what I say. I say, don't etch my sketch. Okay? If someone's like, hey, man, I think that idea is terrible. I'd be like, hey, don't etch my sketch, bud. Wait. Let me cook. Right? Okay? Don't etch my sketch. Do you remember etching sketches? Okay? You had to like, you had two knobs, you know, that would teach you how to, like, purple nurple, right? If you were an engineer and you were also a bully, you used an etch-and-sketch-its, right? And then in order to erase it, rather than, you know, just pressing a button or, you know, sliding something that would reset it, holding a switch, something that would be, you know, human and logical, they went full primal with it, and you would have to shake invisible sand, okay, in order to erase whatever you had made on the sketch of etch. So I say, don't etch my sketch. That's what I say. Here's another way. I'm sick of saying congrats, okay? Congrats. It just feels fake to me now, all right? It feels like it just, congrats is overstated its welcome. I'm not about congrats anymore. I don't say congratulations either, because I'm gonna leave that for, you know, distant relatives when they send you cards and they're like, congratulations, you made it out of rehab or whatever. I'm not doing that. Okay, congratulations feels too formal, and congrats feels too like you didn't really put any effort into making it cool. I feel awkward when I congratulate somebody. I feel like a people pleaser, like I'm trying too hard. Like I'm saying, oh, congratulations or congrats. I'm not going to be the guy who says congrats, all right? I'm not that, okay? If you say congrats and you are a man, I mean, the odds are that people don't respect you in your friend circles. They do not. They don't ask you for advice, do they? No. That's because you said congrats. That's why. So I came up with a chill way to say it, all right? This is something that I imagine black guys say. That's how cool they are. I imagine they say clinks. That's what I'd say. Instead of saying congrats to people, I say clinks. Hey, clinks, man. That's really cool. Like we are cheersing drinks right now, verbally. Don't ever cheers drinks either, by the way. That is not supported in the male ecosystem, which, by the way, I don't really agree with, but somehow I'm a part of it, okay? So I do not say congrats, and I do not actually clink drinks with somebody. I just say clinks. Anyway, those are three of those that you can use, or not. Who cares? Whatever. I'll use it. I will. Me, I will say those things. Okay? Oh, I love those so much. When we were, you know what? This is going to be, this is my gripe. I can't wait for it. Here we go. That's my gripe.
That's my gripe.
What the f***?
That's my gripe.
That's my gripe. This is what pisses me off right now. Right the hell now, okay? You can't let your kids get on a flight. Well, I mean, full stop. Leave your kids. Leave them. Leave them to be, okay? We let them grow up all the way till 18. And they're like, now you're free to go. Are you kidding me? A swan is like, that afternoon, she's like, deuces. You know what I'm saying? She's like, I'm a dope-ass swan. I'm out, okay? Even though I think the swans are male. Shut up. It doesn't matter. I don't need your stupid animal facts right now. The point is that I could beat up a bear, and that you should, if you have your kids travel on an airplane, okay. Every kid that is acting like a kid just like knows a little bit like that they're being one. You know what I mean? They just know that they're being a little shit. And if a kid is misbehaving on a plane, what percentage are we holding the parents culpable? I just need to know the percentage, because I want to not blame kids at all, because kids are just going to be kids. And this is not young kids, by the way. This is like 10 or 11. This is like when they're in their shit face stage. All right, the little shitheads is what they are. And I literally mean shitheads, because their haircuts are just like, it's short on top and it's long on the sides. And then it's like, and then it switches. It's like, it's long on top and then it's short on the sides. It's like, just, can you have a rounded out follicle count, please? Can you just have it be somewhat even? Can you not have pieces, strands of dookie hanging down into your eyes? All right. With whatever you saw. I know your favorite TikToker has that, and so that's what you feel like you have to do. Can you just not, please? Can you not do that? All right. Now, these kids that are on this plane are singing, right? They're singing like it's a school bus. Like, and they all go to school. Like, I wasn't okay with it when I wasn't okay with it when I heard it on the school bus. And now that I'm an adult on a bus in the air, we have to hear it again. I don't go to school with you. I don't have a similar experience to you at all, but it's a group of them. A whole group for the whole flight. You know, singing Bingo Was His Name. Oh. I don't even think that's what they were singing either. It would have been more wholesome. That would have been okay. I think it was their choice of song that really pissed me off. I think they were singing like Rihanna or something. Like what? Like Diamonds in the Sky. Stop it. Stop. Stop. And the moms aren't doing anything? The moms aren't doing nothing. They're not offering up things. You know, have some shame a little bit. Have some shame for the fact that it was several moms traveling with several different kids. So I don't know if they were like, I don't know if they were family or if they were just, if they were, you know, like relatives, or, you know, maybe they were in the same neighborhood where an arsonist struck and they're moving. I have no idea. Okay. I don't know through what world they would think that these kids are ripe with talent. In the sky, and in 7 a.m., 8 a.m. It's one of these a.m. flights. I don't need that afternoon shit. All right, I don't need that morning shit. That afternoon shit in the morning. All right. The wheels on the bus go round and round on the way home. All right, that is an exclusively after work is done type of song. That is a celebration. All right, that's a Friday. Yay, we're heading to the weekend right now. Okay. So my question is, first of all, am I an asshole? I'll go ahead and answer that one, yes. But second of all, when do we hold these parents accountable, right? You're in a public, like, this is a shared place, okay? I know I've been over this before, but this is a shared place. Okay, so if you have a loud iPad, if you have a loud child, if you have a loud car, there is technology that can support you on your journey to having loudness in your head without disturbing anyone else. Ironically, they're called AirPods, okay? So, why? I just want to know a number. That's my whole gripe with this session right now. I just want to know the number. Is it 50% parents, 50% kids? Because they're misbehaving, all right? Maybe I'm not painting the full picture for you guys, all right? If you have kids, good for you. I'm glad you have them, okay? But you know better than I do that if they're misbehaving in a public place, you should have just a little bit of shame. Just something like, oh, wait, maybe this is a reflection on me or my parenting, right? And I'm not anti-kids. I'm not, as much as I shit on kids, I'm not anti-kids. Let me tell you something. I saw a kid the other day who he coughed into his arm like that. Like he had to cough, and instead of just doing it in front of his face and making it everybody else's problem, like most kids do, he did like the thing where he lifted his elbow and coughed into the crevice of his little freaking limb there. And it made me immediately wanted to call my wife and be like, what are we going to do now? Because now these kids, apparently kids have manners out there. So we need to have one, I guess. So I'm not anti-kid. It's just more often than not, I meet kids that are like the former rather than the latter, and which I just described to you. And so these kids are like, you know, they're just finding new things to do with la-da-da-da-da. Like, they clearly have to be an hour in the air without internet. And they have resorted to, I mean, I almost get it. It's almost like I get why parents just put an iPad in front of their kid instead of trying to, you know, talk to them or have them read a little bit. Have them read a book and then talk about it, or read the same book with them and then, you know, and then talk about it after. I used to do that. Magic Treehouse. Remember that series? Hell yeah, dude. My mom and I used to read those books. Like, she would read them in the other room and I would read mine in my room. And then we talk about it. Let's discuss the chapter, dude. This is crazy, right? Like, let's have adult conversations as kids. Kids doing adult things. It's so respectable. It's like, man, like, we're trying to shape you. You know what I mean? We're trying to watch you grow up. Not kids who look like they're going backwards. That's what I mean. It's like these kids are with a group of strangers. You know, there's a lady in a wheelchair with an oxygen mask on 2 feet away. And these kids are like, nah, what's a seltzer? You know, like just loudly tossing trail mix to each other. They're just bullying us. They're little mini terrorists. We all just had to sit there. So I want to know what the percentage is. I'm going to say 80% is on the parents. Okay, 80%. I'm looking for the perfect PB and J combination here. That's what I've settled on. I think the perfect PB and J is going to be 80% peanut butter and 20% jam. I don't even talk to me as some of these people who are like, you know, maybe that's a conversation for a later time, but jam should be limited, a very limited amount of jam here, okay, on this sandwich. So 20% goes to those kids for sure. 20% of blame goes to them. We don't need to be subjected to this just because this isn't your airline, okay? No. So that was my gripe. And there's just no effort from these moms. They were just like, yeah, you know, that's okay. Yeah, they'll do what they do. That's why you need a dad. You need a travel dad. Okay? You can't just mom it the whole time. You can't have a mom. I think what happened was is a mom on her own, a mom in charge of multiple kids, she will have that ship shape. She will have them in order, right? But multiple moms are just like, I don't want to be the one that says nothing. You know, I don't want to be the one that says something. You know, they're have whatever. That's friends. No, nope. A dad will come in and stop that shit right now. Nothing is hotter than when a mom is a dad. You know what I'm saying? That is so hot. When a mom comes in and is like, listen to me. You need to sit down. You need to sit down and you need to be quiet. You can draw on your napkin. Okay. You can draw some conclusions about yourself. Maybe do some self-exploration of your own head. All right. You can look out the window. Holy hell. Look at that. We're above everyone and in 20,000 feet in the air. By goodness, what the miracle of flight you can observe. But this whole thing where you're playing dodgeball with your snack packs is not acceptable. All right. And if you do that one more time, I'm going to put you under the plane, right? That's some dad shit right there. So when moms got to come in and they're like, listen, all right, you know, they got to tighten the straps. You know, you've been wearing the training bra for something. It's game day now. Let's get after it. Here we go, guys. Let's head over to a bad vice segment. Hit it.
Bad vice. Bad vice. Bad vice.
This week, we are brought to you by someone asking, should I chase? That's the whole question. Should I chase? And I'm going to answer it how I interpret it. No. No, you should not. And I don't know if you're referring to alcohol, bank, or relationships, but I'm going to say no. Do not chase. Your alcohol, you need to feel it. You need to feel the effects of acid attacking your esophagus. You don't get to chase it. No. Do not chase. And if you're someone who is looking to chase that relationship, to chase that boy or chase that girl, no, you need to hang back. If the eclipse has taught me anything, it is that you need to let things align. Okay? So if you're out there constantly trying to have that pick me energy, it's never going to happen for you. All right. So you do not chase relationships wise. And if you're with Chase, the banking system, I mean, that's between you and your financial advisor. Okay. Anyways, guys, that's been our episode. We had a hell of fun time to this times, all right? Feel free to check me out on tour because I'm doing live shows all the times. I won't be touring for July or August, so might as well get your tickets now, dude. And I can't wait to see you next week. We'll talk soon.